Hi, this is Leanne King. I have with me today Avani Misra, and Avani is going to be talking to us about a new WordPress plugin and theme that she's created. Avani sort of rocked into the WordPress world in the last 6 months or so, and she's been creating and talking about WordPress in amongst many forums in the internet marketing world. So I think you can learn a lot from Avani and her latest product, which I'll get Avani to tell you about. It's called the Proposals Machine. Can you tell us a bit more about that one, Avani?
Yep. Hi, Lily. Thank you so much for having me here. This is going to be great fun. So, yes. So, I've been actually doing WordPress for, for clients as a freelancer for a couple of years now, I think. So, coming in from the freelancing world, there is a need that I recognized, pretty early on, which was to put together proposals that impress clients. And it made sense for me to look for a solution that automates the part of the process that is pretty much the same, every time I do it. So then actually when I went looking out for solutions on the internet, there are a number of them that that offer to organize the whole process of creating proposals for clients, except that most of them come with the monthly fee for use, and they also reside, your data resides on the server of the company that's offering the service. So that's something that isn't my favorite way of doing something, and if I can find an alternative, I will. So I actually at some point decided to do it myself so that I could I could use it in my own business. So I created a WordPress theme and plugin because that's the technology that I was most familiar with at the time, and it sort of was the shortest path to getting this done. So the WordPress theme essentially turns WordPress into something that looks like a proposal that's crafted for a project proposal, basically. It could be an online client that you're dealing with. It could be somebody who's a small business owner that you're a consultant for. So it works both in the online and offline worlds. The usage pattern is very similar to how you would use WordPress to just do your normal blogging, which is what I like about it, because again, even as a user, I like to find myself in a familiar interface, in a familiar world, and not have a new learning curve. So I would create a proposal pretty much the same way in which I would create a WordPress blog post or a WordPress page. So I use custom post types, by the way, so I create a new custom post type called a proposal. So instead of creating a new post, you would create a new proposal in pretty much the same way that you would create a post. So you write down the description. There's some short codes which are documented by now, which make the proposal look good. The repetitive portions of the proposals can just be copied from one proposal to another in a couple of clicks. So you just have to tweak information about the particular client you're addressing this to, and probably the pricing if that changes from client to client on the same type of project, then tweak the pricing. But essentially the description and such can pretty much stay the same. You can tweak it a bit, but it essentially is a huge time saver to not have to start all over again when you're making a new proposal for a new project. So at some point, like you said, in the last 6 months, I've migrated from, not necessarily migrated, but started doing, WordPress plugins as products instead of just doing them for clients. So this was one of the first that I decided to convert. It's really mature because I've been using it for myself for some time now. So I decided to, clean it up, document it, and, hopefully put it out in the public to help other freelancers save themselves the trouble of going through a monthly fee-based service. And this is something that you download and install on your own server, so the data is all yours. You can migrate the setup if you change servers. It's really not a big deal. It's like any other WordPress install. And anything that you want to do, like organize your clients, so clients are like tags. You can use other tags as well, like waiting, processed, accepted, etc. So all of this is going to help you classify and categorize your proposals pretty much the same way in which the other fancy software lets you do, but all from the familiar WordPress interface. So yeah, I hope that made sense.
Oh, it does. I'm just wondering if you're a freelancer or someone that does maybe graphic design or websites or SEO or something like that, if you could have a domain with a normal theme on it and perhaps your resume if you're a designer or someone like that in your portfolio, and then if you could have the proposal machine as a subdomain or in a folder as well, working off the same install, so that if you're a freelancer you've got everything in the one place for your clients. Is that the way you would use it, or how would you use it?
Yeah, that's pretty much the way in which I use it. So my main domain is avanimisra.com, and that has my portfolio, and that has, that's essentially my space and my website where clients can find out more about me. But I have also proposals.avanimisra.com, wherein I have another copy of WordPress, actually. And you could also use multi-site. I mean, as far as I have checked this works seamlessly on multi-site installs, but I just happen to have separate installs in this instance. So I have a separate WordPress install on which it's just the proposals machine, and the home page is just like a default welcome notice. Doesn't mean very much, because you're going to send your clients to proposals.yoursite.com/project name or project name, client name, anything that makes it unique. And that's what you're going to send them to. And then they're going to get all the details of their project right there. You can even include the code for a buy button from your, let's say, your PayPal, something that PayPal generates for you. And they can actually make the purchase off your proposals page. And if they happen to, and I think it's a good idea to do it as a subdomain of your main domain, because often people just try to check you out by, looking at the domain and trying to go back to the parent domain and seeing what's there. So if you do have a resume or a portfolio, then it's nice to do it, to have it all at the same place. And of course, you can actually link to the main domain explicitly from the proposal itself, if that's something that you want to do.
Yeah, I'm just pleased to hear. I haven't tried it myself. I have the theme in the plugin, but I'm just pleased to finally hear one plugin developer that actually makes plugins and themes that are designed for multi-site, because it's a real bugbear of mine whenever I buy something and I ask, is it compatible with WordPress 3 with the networking turned on, and they all say, oh, we haven't tried it. So, well, it is standard in WordPress 3, so if you're going to say it works with WordPress 3, to me it should work with all of WordPress 3 and not just the core. So I'm pleased to hear that it does, even though I haven't tried that feature out on it myself. I was wondering too, I don't think it's limited to proposals. I don't think it's limited to people that are freelancers or graphic designers. I actually think you could use that particular setup for things like lead generation for clients, getting leads in, and then fiddling around with the custom post types to make something that would be acceptable to a client that would pay you money for those leads, and then they'd be able to look at it online. I think you could have a little fiddle around and a tweak with those custom post types and give it a new use.
Right, absolutely. I think that's it's a great application that I must confess don't even occur to me. We're actually working on something that would use the proposals machine as a core component, but sort of build around it a bit, so that for you as a user, the whole process of starting from getting a client all the way to making a purchase, getting them to leave feedback after the project is done, is sort of seamlessly tied into one platform. So it's all practically happening on autopilot, except for the bit about you're working on project. That's something that the plugin will not do for you. But pretty much all the sundry work around it will hopefully be much easier and automated with the I don't know whether to call it an enhanced version or a completely, whether it'll be a different product altogether. But that's something that's in the works. But right now, as far as creating attractive proposals that are going to impress your clients is concerned, this is a self-contained and a complete product.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic, especially for people that already have a resume up online and they already have a portfolio or they're thinking about putting those things up. I mean, the next step is not to do things the old-fashioned way and wait for someone to email you or hit your contact form. It's, you know, have something like the proposals machine there in place, and it makes the process more seamless. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. But that would be my thought as well.
And where can people buy the proposals machine, Avani?
Right, so I'm going to give you a link. It's actually at proposals.freelancingfreak.com because Freelancing Freak is my flagship product so far. It's a guide to freelancing. The proposals machine was supposed to be something that naturally accompanied it, but I realized that it's entirely possible that experienced freelancers who don't need the guide but who could use the plugin. So it's now got a subdomain for itself separately from the guide. So it's at proposals.freelancingfreak.com. That's where they can get it from.
And where can they see a live demo? Can they see it on your Avani Misra site?
Well, you can also go to the sales page, and the first thing it has is a link to a demo site. So you can get a link to a demo setup from the sales page.
Fantastic. And you were telling me earlier you're currently working on some more WordPress products. Could you tell us a little bit about them? I know they're not quite cooked yet, but they might be by the time this interview goes live.
Right. So yeah, hopefully this one will be out for the public soon. It's in private beta right now. It's a little script. It's not even exactly a WordPress plugin, but it's closely related to WordPress. I mean, enough for me to hopefully keep this relevant as I tell you about it. I see a lot of people doing small websites with WordPress that are essentially static. I mean, as we know, WordPress is ideal for websites which have a lot of dynamic content and that's evolving all the time, like a blog, for instance, or it doesn't even have to be necessarily a blog, but a static website with a news section that gets updated regularly. WordPress makes great sense for all of that. But because it's so just that simple to use, I find a lot of people using it to set up their static sites that practically never change once they have set it up, or they change in very minuscule ways. So I find that most of these people also, because the content of their site doesn't change much, they have no reason to keep coming back to the WordPress backend, and then they quickly start losing track of when it needs upgrading, and or even if they do, then there is a cost of maintenance for that's almost unnecessary. And also, when you don't maintain it properly, you open it up to security vulnerabilities, which is just not nice. And finally, it's also a bit of a resource hog on your server. Like I said, if you need it, that's great. But if you don't need it, then you're unnecessarily sort of overloading your server with all those database queries and so on. So I think I want to have a product that helps you combine the ease of use of WordPress with while at the same time taking out the pain of maintaining it. So the idea is that you use WordPress in Site Builder, which is something that you've been doing already. But once you've actually created the site, you can run the script that I have on the site. And what it will do is it will go over it and it will generate a static HTML version, which is an exact replica of your WordPress setup. So then you just upload the static HTML version to your server. It doesn't bog your server down. It doesn't require maintenance. And if you need to make small tweaks with just the most basic HTML knowledge, you should be able to do it off the static site. Or you can just keep the WordPress site alive on a local server, and you can make changes there and just regenerate the site and upload it again, which is not a big deal. It's like the last I checked, well under 5 minutes. So I think that's the better way to do small static websites with WordPress. I see a lot of these sales page sites, AdSense sites, and you know whatnot, which are essentially a bunch of privacy policy disclaimer pages and three pages of content. And it kills me to see that they're all running outdated versions of WordPress, or you know, or just that the people who are running them are paying people like me to maintain it while they just clearly don't have to.
Yeah, I get a lot of people asking me to convert things from HTML to WordPress. And I mean, I'm quite happy to if it's, you know, hundreds of pages or thousands of pages, as it has been. But when I get things for like three pages, I am fascinated by why you would bother. Unless you want to take advantage of some of the plugins that WordPress has and that you can use. But again, most ninja plugins, as I would call them, in my ninja bag of tricks, you know, you really need a lot of content. So things that are three pages, you're really wasting the plugin on, because there's just not enough content there to generate anything of interest when you're using sort of ninja plugins. And, you know, also, you know, it's slowing down your site and everything else. You've got security risks, and if it's only a little three-page site, it's probably one that you've abandoned a couple of years ago, you know, so they're definitely out of date. I also have some of those sites lying around from when I, you know, first started learning WordPress. You know, I think I found one the other day that was like WordPress 2.3, and updating that was a real treat.
I can so imagine.
Yeah, you know, themes breaking all over the place, and plugins that you know, are no longer supported or breaking everywhere. So, you know, that was a lot of fun. But yeah, I certainly agree. There's certainly a call for people that aren't necessarily tech savvy, or they're not Dreamweaver or Excite Pro experts, to be able to use WordPress to build out their site, and then just to convert it into something where they don't need the full force of WordPress behind. So I think that's going to be a great little script. And what was the name of it again, Avani?
Oh, I called it WP to Static.
WP to Static. Good. And where will people be able to find that one when it goes live?
So at the moment, I'm going to put it up on just avanimisra.com/WP to Static. Okay. So I'm going to, again, pass you a link. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you've been doing a lot of great things, you know, in WordPress, but you've also done a few things that are sort of outside of that realm as well, which is your outsourcing product, which I bought solely based on how pretty the sales page was. And you've also come out with a new product on ListLove, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So the outsourcing slash freelancing product was pretty much my debut solo product. And I've you know, I've been interacting with the buyers of that product for a little over a month now. So I thought a little way to celebrate the short anniversary would be to actually document you know, how I've been talking to them. So I've had, from what I figure out after talking to other marketers, I have what is an unusually responsive list. They have so the list, for those of you who are not in our kind of world, is just the people who buy your product and get on and commit to receiving emails from you, which are supposed to be updates about the product and related information, but most people just abuse that permission to, you know, to essentially promote their stuff, or you know, basically go way out of context. And then they start losing their list, and they you know, the list doesn't want to hear from them anymore. So at some point, so this is what is called a crash and burn strategy. So you quickly build a list and then promote the hell out of them till everybody unsubscribes, and then do it all over again. So but I haven't really felt the need to do that. I have a list which I update with relevant and useful information. And at the same time, managed to generate a revenue off it. I mean, there are people who are actually happy to buy from me and who trust my recommendations. And that's, I think a lot of that has to do with how I chose to interact with them from day number one. And it's something that not a lot of people are doing. So I was told by a lot of people that it's worth documenting this, which is what I've done in a little report, which I've called List Love, which is all about getting your list to love what you send them. And of course, there'll be people who won't like you. You can never please everybody. So the people who will not like your style or your emails, and you will have those unsubscriptions. But this is about minimizing, minimizing your unsubscriptions and maximizing, the relationship quotient and getting people to really jive with what you're telling them.
Yeah, I think it sounds like a great idea. And, I've only got one answer for crash and burn style email lists, and it's called unsubscribe. I get enough emails without being, marketed to every day on the pretext that it's a product update. Some people are sending out, five emails a day, which is just ridiculous. Treating your list right is one of the great things. But I was thinking that you're outsourcing product is a great compliment to the proposals machine for people that are coming to freelancing or even thinking about hiring outsourcers of their own. It's one of those things that would greatly complement the plugin and theme that you've done for the proposals machine.
Right. Yeah, I certainly hope so. That's something that's also available from freelancingfreak.com. So if you want both the guide and the plugin, you can just get it directly from freelancingfreak.com. And if it's just the plugin that you're interested in for some reason, then it's proposals.freelancingfreak.com.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ivani, for your time today and for explaining how to use the plugin and the theme and how you've been using it in your business. And we wish you all the success with your new script.
Oh, thank you very much. It was great fun being here. I really appreciate your finding me out. Thanks a lot and have a wonderful time.